Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, James Kell here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. The Giants, they benched Daniel Jones. They're going to go to Tommy DeVito here. Tommy Cutlets is back, baby. Let's break this down from a fantasy perspective. Now, you would think that this is a downgrade for the entire Giants offense. And I'll be 100% honest with you. Before I did the research, Before I really delved into the numbers, I thought, man, all right, Malik Nabers, he's in trouble. Maybe the run game is in trouble. I do still hold on to the fact that I think Darius Slayton is done, right? Darius Slayton was a borderline, streamable player in deeper, more competitive 12-team leagues, right? I think it's over for Slayton because Slayton had a really nice chemistry with Daniel Jones, and I just think, that's gone. Okay. But what does it mean for the passing game in general? All right. Let's talk about this from a fantasy perspective. Okay. So Tommy Cutlets last year, he was not good, but he wasn't that bad statistically either. In his last five starts, he had five touchdowns, zero interceptions. Now, it doesn't sound that promising. That's just one touchdown a game. But he also had, and I'll also say this, he only had 165 yards passing through those five games. He was attempting just 24.4 pass attempts per game. As you know, 24, anything less than 27 is extremely low. 24.4 pass attempts per game in those last five starts, that's not good. The Giants, they averaged 19.2 points per game in those five games. Again, we're just talking about what's the overall touchdown upside and touchdown exposure for the Giants in some of these football games. 19.2 points per game. It's okay. It's not good. It's also not the worst in the world. Okay, that being said, I just want to compare some of these numbers right now. So 19.2 points per game in those five games with Tommy Cutlets. The Giants are currently averaging 15.6 points per game. They're dead last in the NFL. Dead last. So it can't get worse from a scoring perspective, I don't think. I don't think it can get worse, all right? They're averaging right now 189.8 passing yards. So that is a good, let's call it 25 more yards per game passing with Daniel Jones versus the last five starts with Tommy Cutlets, okay? But 25 yards, it's chunky, but who's to say they can't make that up, right? Right now, they are dead last in passing touchdowns with eight total passing touchdowns in 10 games played. That's obviously not very good. Now, I know this is a dangerous game to play, but again, five passing touchdowns in the last five starts for Tommy Cutlets, it's a higher rate, right? I mean, he's averaging one passing touchdown per game versus 8 and 10 games here for the current version of these New York Football Giants. So I would anticipate, again, we go back to the 24 pass attempts per game, less volume overall for all the receivers. I think the only receiver people really care about, probably, I guess there's two, maybe people care about Wandale Robinson, but really people care about Malik Nabers. And what is he going to look at? Well, shoot, I mean, Malik Nabers, if they're averaging 25 pass attempts per game, do those 15, 16 target games still exist? I don't think so. And that's how he was getting by, man, was just on pure volume alone, right? So, will he see 10 targets? Yeah, I would think so. 40% of the passing volume goes to Malik Nabers. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. But again, I think the ceiling is a little bit lower. I think the floor is about the same. And honestly, probably just from an per game average standpoint, it's about the same. After digging into some of these numbers, I don't think it's a big downgrade here for the Giants. Mostly not because Tommy Cutlets is good. It's because Daniel Jones has been that bad.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.